Hey there, good morning. My name is Ricardo, and I'm from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes, what's the poll for?
Yes, sir. Well, we're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, you know. Yeah, it's an opinion research.
What is the poll for?
Well, it's just a survey, sir. If you happen to have some time.
I know it's a survey. What is it for? Who are you working for? What is
National
the point of the poll?
Well, we're from National Opinion Research, sir.
Okay. What is the point of your poll?
Yeah, if you could help me here with the survey.
You're not answering my question. Go ahead with your spiel.
Well, okay, and you did say you're a registered voter in,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility in gun ownership?
It is.
Okay. And,
but I don't want any laws passed making people do it.
Okay. Let me, note that down here as well. And the next one would be, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secured storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe or container, a case, or lockbox. Or...
No, that's not the case.
Okay. And then it also has a second option here. It is made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as...
That is not the definition of a securely stored firearm.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would oppose the enemy.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
I would oppose.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose. Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
I would oppose.
Oppose. Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secure storage to include, first one would be a locked safe? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
And second is a locked container or case. Oppose or support?
Oppose.
Last one is a locked box or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store the firearm. To support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via? First one is a key lock. Would you support
oppose.
Or oppose?
Oppose.
Second, a combination lock.
Oppose.
And the last one will be a biometric identifier, such as
oppose.
Fingerprint.
Oppose.
Okay, just to let you know, thank you for your time. We're halfway already done. Just a couple of more questions, sir. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not be required to be unloaded? Should you?
Should it not?
Or should not? Okay. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock, a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not a see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
Yes, it is secure, but it does not need to be.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical position of its legal obviously legal owner, or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Oppose.
Okay, moving on here. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you oppose or
oppose? Oppose.
Would you support or oppose a law that would that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Oppose here. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally access every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support that or oppose? And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make it that record available to a public?
Oppose.
Oppose. Okay. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Libertarian.
Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
39 to 49.
Alrighty. Which of your following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black? Okay. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself as a male, female?
I was born with a penis, so I'm a male.
Okay. Alrighty. I'll tell you what, we're done. I really want to say thank you for your time, sir. Your opinion is very, very important. And hope you have a great rest of the weekend. Okay, sir? Thank you very much.
Before you ask a question.
I'm here.
Before you continue these surveys, you should read the Bill of Independence.
Okay. We'll take note of that, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Yep.
Okay.